Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Is this the cutest way to get engaged? We think so. Alicia and Dave were fostering a pregnant dog called Rosie, and when she gave them one surprise, Dave gave Alicia another. They're on the line now. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
So tell us about fostering Rosie. Tell us about her.
Oh, Rosie's a wonderful dog. She's a very special dog. We fostered her at the beginning of February, and it was a wonderful opportunity to be able to help dogs trust. And she whelped just a week later.
So she was pregnant when you got her, was she?
She was, yes. She was heavily pregnant.
Did you? Okay, you knew it wasn't that you just came down one morning and like, oh, wow, we've more dogs than we had when we went to bed.
And Alicia, had you done dog fostering before?
No, it was my first time.
Right, and Dave, had you?
No, I'd actually never owned a dog before in my life, so it was a bit of a baptism of fire starting with nine.
So 1 week later, she had eight puppies.
That's right.
Did you know, Dave, that you were going to have that many puppies?
When we fostered Rosie, they said that the scan showed there's only four. So we got another four extra surprises to get eight on the day, the following Thursday.
I think they need to fix their scanner, don't they?
It's pretty brave, Dave, to go from I've never owned a dog before to here's a dog who in 1 week will give birth. Because, I mean, I presume you guys had to take care of that, did you?
We did, but to be honest, Rosie did a lot of it herself.
But it's a big responsibility to take on.
It reminds me of the film Gremlins, you know, where they just keep popping out and there's suddenly there's furry balls all over the house.
So eight puppies. What kind of dog? She's a mixed breed, is she, Rosie?
She's a King Charles Cavalier Staffy Cross.
Very
cute. How cute were the puppies? Dave, I know you're a bloke, but how cute were the puppies?
They're very, very cute, and it was really interesting seeing how they evolved, and their little ears grew bigger and so on. So it was a lot of fun.
Okay, so you've all these puppies running around the house, and an idea popped into your head. What was that?
Well, I suppose with the COVID restrictions, you're very much restricted. Like there was no proposal underneath the Eiffel Tower that was going to be possible. So I had to get creative. And I thought, well, listen, I've got eight puppies here who might give me a helping hand with the proposal. So that was really the genesis for the idea.
And how did it work? What did you do?
So, with COVID, the logistics for getting a ring is difficult. So I had to get a proposal ring sent via parcel motel, which I picked up. And then I made a sign that day. We printed it off. And I had to get a bit of a rubber mat that I had to cut a thread through it. And we ordered food that night from Host and Randall, which is delicious. And Ali was just in the living room. I put the sign up and I shouted to say, come in, look at what one of the puppies is doing. And she walked in and saw the sign and me shaking on the floor and down on one knee.
So Alicia, how did you feel at this point?
Oh, I was so surprised. I was really, it was total surprise at that point in time. So I was absolutely over the moon.
Some couples kind of talk about getting married for a long time where it's, you know, it's you're just kind of, when it happens, it happens. But was this out of the blue or did you guys even have that conversation?
We had spoken, of course, about our future and our plans. But I think looking after the puppies and Rosie had kind of eclipsed most of our other conversations.
Nine dogs will do that.
As we said, our life became very domestic pretty much overnight. So I certainly wasn't in a glamorous mindset or thinking that anything extraordinary was about to happen in particular. No.
And so, Dave, I'm still a little bit sketchy on what the dog's involvement was. You mentioned a rubber mat, a will you marry me sign, and a dog doing something. What did Ali actually see when she came out?
So we had like a pen in the kitchen with all the puppies in it, and they were all in the pen. So there was it was a big kind of, I suppose, like four A4 sheets that were up there, and that was the first thing she saw with the puppies there. So
Dave, we have to go into detail on this now because there's a lot of decisions to be made here. There's font, there's size, there's color, there's background color. Can you describe what you chose for the sheets?
Well, listen, no stone is left unturned now. So I knew that Addy's favourite colour is green. So I did the font in green.
Right.
I think it was pretty chunky text now. We're talking about size maybe 66, I'd say.
Oh, right. Great. So one word per sheet then.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. fair play to you, because if any woman could actually say no when faced with a wedding proposal essentially being held up by a pen full of tumbling puppies, like heart of stone is all I would say there. So have you set a date yet, Alicia?
We're thinking hopefully autumn next year.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, okay. Well, look, you've plenty of time to plan and plenty of things to keep you occupied in the meantime.
And the other bit of amazing news is while the 8 puppies have since found their home, tell everybody where Rosie's home now is.
Rosie's home is with us permanently.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Good work, guys.
So instead of fostering, you made it permanent and now Rosie's part of the family.
Yes, we said yes to Rosie as well, and we were delighted to adopt her formally from Dogs Trust.
That's brilliant.
Oh, that's great. I can hear Hallmark and Disney like calling you in the next while. It does sound like we've just spoken through the plot of a very romantic movie. So best of luck, congratulations, and hi to Rosie.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers,
so much.
Cheers, guys. See you
Bye.
Later.
Thank you. Bye.
We put the pictures of the proposal and the puppies, of course, up on todayfm.com. So if you get a chance, go and have a look there. And also, if you're interested in fostering dogs at all, because obviously there's a lot of dogs that need to be fostered through certain things, and they need, you know, you don't have to do what Alicia and Dave did and eventually commit to the dog, but I know a lot of people who do it, and it can be very rewarding. And
our dog Buddy was, we got him from a dog fosterer.
Okay.
From Wicklow Rescue.
There you go.
Yeah.
So dogstrust.ie/fostering if it's something that you might be interested in doing.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.